May I be free from irritation. May I be free from stress. May I be free from illnesses. May I be well and happy. 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 Now you spread your loving thoughts towards your parents. May they be well and happy. May they be well and happy. May my parents be well and happy. Spread your loving thoughts towards your brothers and sisters. May they be well and happy. May they be well and happy. May they be well and happy. May my teachers be well and happy. May my teachers be well and happy. May my teachers be well and happy. May my relatives be well and happy. May my relatives be well and happy. May my relatives be well and happy. May my friends be well and happy. May my friends be well and happy. May my friends be well and happy. May my enemies be well and happy. May my enemies be well and happy. May my enemies be well and happy. May my neighbors be well and happy. May my neighbors be well and happy. May my neighbors be well and happy. May all beings in the universe be well and happy. May all beings 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 be May all beings be well and happy. now pay your attention to your face again. Bring your awareness towards your eyes with the intention slowly, gently, softly open your eyes. So, I think the time is going to be over. So you're happy?
Any questions?
What about me? Are you tired? You like this door, you know? You can make a determination. Going to be nice to everybody.
I was hungry.
Huh?
I was hungry.
She's hungry.
Okay, you're okay. So you have to be nice to yourself, no? Okay. Sorry if I talk too much, okay? Hope because of my talk, you're not hungry, no? Angry? No. Anyway, thank you very much, okay? Very sweet.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Any other questions, comments?
Yes.
Firstly, I apologize for coming in a bit late. I came in at the time when you were talking about giving that tattoo people that you're angry with or hurt you and this sort of thing. It's quite a challenging thing, and I just wondered, in that process, there's a part of you that holds back and says, well, am I not acknowledging the fact that they did do something wrong and harmful, and the fact that I don't feel happy about that? Like, how do you include that acknowledgement rather than saying, oh, it's all good, it's all fine? And I think it's quite a, you know, a very sort of releasing thing to do, to send that to people that you find difficult. But it's also, how can you balance your own self-interest with doing that? Does that make sense? And share with yourself.
You mean to acknowledge of what they did?
Yeah, acknowledge that maybe it's not, there's some harm to yourself or you don't feel happy about it. How do you kind of incorporate all that and also make sure that if you're being sort of kind and loving to people who are harmful to you, that you're not actually harming yourself in the process? You know? How do you protect yourself? How do you acknowledge the fact there is any problem here, while also being kind or having loving kindness
to
people who have that relationship with you?
I think it is, what Buddhism says, to understand, you know, the factors, what is going on around, you know, within you and around you. So if somebody does something wrong to you, it's better to, if you are in a position, you know, in a mood to talk to that person directly, you know. So you can say you are doing wrong thing, you know, to me, not only to me, to yourself. But if there's no any position, you know, any way to, you know, because when somebody does something to you, you also get angry, you know, very upset, you know. So automatically you want to do something back, you know. Because at that moment you may not be able to, you know, talk to the person. Okay? So to cut down that cross emotions, it's better to do practice some kind of metta meditation, you know. So recently, as I said, that, you know, there was a problem 3 hours, you know. So in that, the two people, one was immediately, I didn't ask her to apologize, you know, admit and apologize to the other people. She did it, which was very good, you know, in the process of the reconciliation. But when I asked the other person, I said, "Oh no, I'm not going to." I said, "I'm wrong. I'm not wrong. I'm right." But what I told them to practice the metta meditation for a week, just for a week, and 8th day, the other person rang me and she said, "Now I am in a position to admit." You know, at that moment, I was. It's reasonable, you know. Sometimes we don't feel, you know, because we are human beings, you know. So I think it's a. I think there are many, many factors to understand, you know. What I found is that, you know. Spreading loving thoughts to help us to control your mind too. Because later on I understood that there's a strong link between me and the other person, you know, strong connectedness, you know, connection. So when I do, sometimes I do bless people. I still remember we do a hospital, the baby was sick. With the parents' permission, I just touched, you know, the babies and bless. That time when I did the blessings, my whole body was in a vibration, you know. So some changes occurred in me, you know. I mean, that's a positive thing, you know. It's very hard to, you know, spread the loving thoughts to the enemy, you know. But what I found is sometimes, regardless of that anger, if you begin to do, also you need the mindfulness to watch your own head, your own mind, can see some changes, you know.
Grateful for different parts of your body.
Grateful?
Yeah, or thanking the fact that you have eyes and ears and things like that. How do you also manage like attachment to your own state of health?
Is your
attachment to your state of health?
If you are unhealthy, you know, maybe if you are unhealthy, I mean, not the whole thing, you know. I remember one person who was very, very angry, and he said, I'm very angry. I just asked, are you angry with me? You know, he said, no, I'm angry with myself. I asked, what happened? He said, I have a cancer. I did ask him, do you have the cancer in the whole body? He said, no, one part. So he was angry with the whole body, you know? Then I said to him, just why don't you focus on the other part? Does it make sense?
But sometimes I feel like, you know, when I look at very sick patients, for example, I'm like, oh, thank God I can go to the toilet whenever I want to. Thank God I can walk. Or, and you know, that compos mentis. And how do you deal with that kind of attachment in terms of that comparison and feeling that you're quite lucky, knowing that you're
yes.
going to be like them one day?
Especially what I said is that when you are under depressed, you know, when you are under stress, you know, you feel you are hopeless, you know. If you really want to uplift your own spirit, you have to come back with that, you know, because I'm healthier now, you know, than the other person, you know. But in the meantime, we should condemn the other person, you know, because when you get that pride, you know, oh, I'm very healthy, the other person is not, you know, you might judge, you know, different way. But instead, you can actually have the compassion towards that person. You know, because his karma, you know, he has done something, you know. So I should do something for that person in a compassionate manner. You know? Does it make sense? Or?
Yeah, it does. But I suppose it's about also being aware of the fact that that's who you're going to be in the future as well, right?
I mean, we have to plan for future, of course. But, you know, sometimes what happens is, if you look at your own mind, you think and think and think and think and think and think unnecessarily, you know. So I have some experience. Sometimes if I want to go to Sri Lanka and I think in advance, you know, I'm thinking of positive thing, of course, to do something. But sometimes, you know, the things I plan never happen. For example, today, I was thinking to tell something else. And things came out in different way, you know. So sometimes by being the present moment, you know. So sometimes, you know, of course we have to think of tomorrow and jobs and work and even eating, you know, cooking and everything, you know. But if you look at your own mind, you know, sometimes, you know, we plan and plan and plan, and which never happen, you know. Unnecessarily, you become very tired. I have that experience a lot, you know, because I have a creative mind. If I see something else, I want to do something out of it, you know. But sometimes I find when I am in the present moment, I'm not tired. Don't feel, you know. For example, this little moment, you know, when I did the guided meditation, you know. Very short. But I watch my body and watch my mind. You know? I felt something, you know, some kind of like a rock in a way, you know. But still I am aware of everything, you know. The walk, talk, you know, around my sensations. At least for that moment. There was some kind of relaxation and peace. And mindfulness is the best way, you know, just to be aware of your health and aware of other people's health, you know. I mean, we should not compare, but the Buddha says is not to compare, you know. You know, if you are beginning to compare, and there will be, you have to be balanced, you know. Because sometimes the pride will come, you know, ah, I am very, very beautiful than you, you know, I'm very good than you. Something, you know, you become very, very big person and the other person is very dumb, you know. So what the Buddha says, to see things as they really are. But what happens is when you are thinking of thinking and thinking, oh, I am very, very helpless and hopeless, you know, very, very, you know, upset. And then that moment, as like a therapy, you know, you have to do it and watch your mind. And then you can see some kind of transformation, you know. Instead of sadness, the joy and happiness arise, you know. So in that manner, if you go to a hospital and you should feel it, you know, sympathy, you know, should do something for that person, you know. Rather than being proud of your health, you know, you should use that time to help that person, you know. And to give something, to share something, and to talk to that person. At least, if you spread your loving thoughts, may this person be better, you know, be better, be well and happy, you know. So, it helps to balance your mind. Sometimes you are too emotional of those people. Some, you know, when you go to hospital and you might cry, you know, sad, something, you know. You worry too much. Instead, being in the present moment, you know, try to do something for that person. If not, I can finish.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Ben.
Okay, I might do some little bit of chanting. Akasattha cha bummattha devanaga mahindika punyantam anumoditva chiram rakkantu sasanam. Akasattha cha bhummattha devanaga mahindika punyantam anumoditva chiram rakkantu desanam. Akasattha cha bhummattha devanaga mahindika punyantam anumoditva chiram rakkantu tvam sada. Abhivadana silissa nicchaṃ vandāpacāyino chattaro dhamma vandanti ayuvanno sukhaṃ balaṃ. Āyurārogya sampatti sangha sampatti mevacha ato nibbhāna sampatti mināte samiññatu. Thank you very much.
Beautiful teaching. Beautiful the way you started, beautiful in the middle, and beautiful at the end.
That's my, not my teaching, the Buddha's.
No, that's what you're, yeah. But indeed it applies to this talk, so
all,
thank you so
all
much.
The credit should go to the Buddha.
And on the
You started because you said this is the last one. I never thought of that. So now I can remember it.
Yes, indeed.
The last one.
And I hope we can all remember it and take these words of wisdom into the next couple of months.
Yes.
Before Metta Center starts again. And we really hope that Venerable, when you have time,
yes,
to also visit us again as well.
I forgot to mention that it has some kind of a warming, welcoming feeling.
Hmm.
And full of metta inside.
Hence why it's called Metta Center.
So I wish you all the best. Anyway, the Buddhism is growing very fast. Many people want.
Yes.
We can support, you know,
yes,
each other. You know. I mean, the main support is to practicing.
Mm.
My focus is to encourage people to focus on the, you know, to practice. You know?
Indeed.
Because I'm not a very great person. So, I don't know the whole teaching of the Buddha, but I found that so many people are talking about the theory a lot, too much, you know, but not practice.
Yes.
So, we should encourage people to practice, you know,
yes,
at least a bit in day-to-day life, you know.
Yes.
At the beginning, it's very hard, as I said, but at the end, you know. So. Encourage us. As she said, it's a challenge, a big challenge, you know, to pay respect to the enemy and to bless the enemy. But if you do begin to practice, so many, there are so many incidents, you know, so you can. Anyway, thank you very much,
indeed,
okay?
Wish
you all the best. Keep on practicing.
Well, we try to hear, so like I was saying to Hashadi just yesterday, this is our vihara.
Yes.
Next door in our office,
yes,
that's our vihara.
Yes.
Everything we do, every phone call we take, that is where we practice. And
yes,
we know if we're not practicing,
yes,
the defilements come up. And that's when we meet it. Yeah. So
even though if the defilements come up, and you should not worry about it, as Satipatthana Sutra says, just watch it.
Yes.
You know? It doesn't say to worry, you know. When you have anger, just watch it. When the anger is gone, just watch it, you know. And acknowledge it, you know. I mean, we are still practicing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the way.
Mm-hmm.
You're not perfect.
Yes. And it keeps us humble.
Yes.
And it keeps us,
yes,
on the right path.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
My feeling is that if you are really honest to the teaching, you know, because if you practice a little bit, and it will give a big, big impact in your life. So, I've been a monk 35 years now, turning to 35. So, I didn't know about the teaching early. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I had the trust in the Dhamma,
yes,
you know, those days. But I think my whole life was flown into that direction, you know.
Yeah.
So, whatever has happened, good or bad,
mm-hmm,
I think it's a blessing, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's a challenge, big challenge, but still, you know,
and
then you can be very happy. I mean, Buddha also underwent so much suffering, you know, problems, you know.
Yeah.
He was never free from those things, you know.
Yeah.
Still, he was happy, you know.
Yeah.
Mm. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you everyone again for coming. And in particular, I'd like to thank Rita, who isn't here, but Rina, the lady who invited
you
to come. So sending her thanks for giving us this opportunity to invite Venerable here today. I'd also like to acknowledge Sunura as well as Sean for assisting us with transportation today. Otherwise, we won't have Venerable physically being here. So thank you everyone so much, and thank you for all your support for the Metta Center. Actually, Metta Center is just a name for this place.
Yeah.
What really makes this place is the Dhamma practice and the community of friends and practitioners who come here.
Yeah.
Without them, this place will just be four walls. Yeah. And I hope that we can all see you next year when you come back, as Metta Center comes back on the 17th of January for our first meditation session. And we have yoga continuing each Friday, and we'll have other speakers and talks coming up too. If anyone isn't on our mailing list and would like to be on our mailing list, we have a red book there for you to jot your name down. If you would like to take any dumb books to read over the holidays, we've got plenty here for free distribution, and more information on our website and Facebook, etc., etc. And if you would like to support the centre, then we would very, very much appreciate any donations here, because we are run completely on donations, so that we can provide free Dhamma talks as well as free events. So thank you, everyone. Without further ado,
thank you.
Have a lovely and safe trip back to Katoomba.
I also can give some of my books and CDs.
Oh, wonderful!
There
are
some of
yeah, we have some.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
I saw one.